Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey?
Snatch up whatever fun you can, people, because it's all going to be gone next Thursday.
No, wait, you can't go in there. Mr.
Whittaker.
Huh?
Wow.
Oh,
nothing to see here.
We're closing down Whit's End.
Thermal Doyle is on the case.
History and Spanish on Thursday.
An all-school assembly? That's kind of weird.
We've had them before, Nathaniel.
Yeah, but they usually tell us what it's for. Julianne Walker. Does that mean anything to you, Sarah?
He just said she was on the city council.
No, it's something more than that.
Maybe she's a juggler. That would be a cool assembly.
And it's going to take up the entire afternoon? One speaker?
Does seem like a long time.
Julianne Walker.
Researching our projects.
I'm checking out some back issues of the Odyssey Times.
Why?
Bingo! There it is. Julianne Walker was the principal at Connellsville a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah. I remember now. My cousin goes there. They called her the Hammer. I don't know why.
I know why. Listen. Julianne Walker has clamped down on a student body that had once been considered unruly.
That's Connellsville, all right.
She announced yesterday a suspension of certain student privileges, such as radios in school, as well as toys, comic books, and candy.
No way!
She has banned some desserts from the lunchroom menu, such as ice cream and popsicles. Says Walker, when children abuse their privileges, sometimes they simply need to be taken away.
The children?
No, the privileges.
Wow, she's tough.
Now she's on our city council.
She took away all the fun stuff.
And she's the speaker at our assembly next Thursday. I don't know about you, Sarah, but I don't like the way things are shaping up here. Mr. Whittaker will know. He knows everything that goes on in this town. Eugene?
Greetings, Nathaniel. Sarah?
Hi.
Is Mr. Whittaker here?
Mr. Whittaker asked me to attend the counter while he wasn't doing so himself.
But is he here?
Here? Well, it depends on your definition of here. If you were to mean by here to specify in this room, I could say without hesitation, no, he is not here.
Somebody's in the kitchen. Is he in there?
That would depend on your definition of there.
We need to talk to him.
No, wait, you can't go in there. No,
Mr. Whittaker.
Stop.
Huh? Wow.
Oh, Nathaniel.
Look at all the ice cream.
You kids really shouldn't be in here.
I tried to detain them.
What's it all for?
It's just, I'm stocking up.
This is more ice cream than I could eat in 10 years.
There's enough chocolate sprinkles here to have a chocolate beach.
Yes, well, perhaps the two of you would like to take an imagination station adventure.
How are you going to get all of it into your freezer?
You really need to go, Nathaniel.
Yes, off you go.
But wait,
here we go. Nothing to see here.
Look at all the
syrup. Now, is there anything else you would like me to get you?
I still need to ask Mr. Whittaker something.
Perhaps he will be less occupied later.
Yeah, sure.
Will you excuse me? And, no going into the kitchen.
That was unbelievable.
I wonder why they were being so secretive about it.
Maybe there's a big ice cream shortage sweeping the nation and we just don't know about it.
Yeah, Whit's End would definitely be in trouble if we had an ice cream famine. Wait a minute. Ice cream.
What?
Wasn't that one of the things that Julianne Walker took away?
Right. Ice cream, candy, radios, comic books.
I think I know why Mr. Whittaker is stocking up. Julianne Walker is going to take away our ice cream.
What?
Think about it. She did it as principal. Now she's in city council. She could make it a law.
A law against ice cream?
It won't stop there. She took away all the fun stuff in Connellsville. She'll probably ban comic books, video games, maybe even TV.
Don't you think we would have heard something about this?
Adults wouldn't tell us because they wouldn't want us to panic. Why do you think Eugene and Mr. Whittaker tried to keep us out of the kitchen?
That was kind of weird.
I'm telling you, this is going down, and it's starting next Thursday at the assembly. We have to get the word out. Jared always talked about the adult revolution before he moved away. I never believed him, but he was right. And now it's here!
A no fun law?
Didn't you read the article I gave you, Mandy?
Yes, I read it, but I don't think that means this woman's going to do the same thing to us and the whole town.
If you had seen Eugene and Mr. Whittaker trying to hide that ice cream yesterday, you'd believe me.
How much ice cream was it?
You could make a subdivision of igloos out of it, Pete.
And now we're having this mysterious assembly next week.
They wouldn't make up a law like that.
Oh, yeah? Then what is that?
What?
In the playground at the elementary school.
A bulldozer? So? They're gonna tear down the playground equipment.
A woman who hates ice cream couldn't think too kindly about monkey bars.
You know what? I just thought of something. My dad was talking on the phone last night. He said something...
What was it?
I don't know who he was talking to, but I remember him mentioning a new law or something. He kept calling it the YAK program.
YAK? Oh, man. The Year of Anti-Kids program.
Anti-kids?
What did he say about it?
He said it would be good for the middle school.
Good for us? Oh, no. Do you hear that? Adults say this will be good for us. Isn't that exactly what they say about broccoli?
You know what? I just remembered something. I saw Mr. Whittaker parked at City Hall the other day.
Probably begging them to stop. They outlaw fun, and he's out of business.
I can't believe this. It might actually happen.
Of course it's gonna happen. They've been plotting this for years, and we've got to get the word out.
You're actually going to tell other people about this?
Absolutely, Mandy. And don't come running to me when you're the only one not prepared. Snatch up whatever fun you can, people, because it's all going to be gone next Thursday.
Give me 40 suckers.
We're sold out of suckers. Jar's completely empty. Hey, no fighting over there.
I'll take anything, even the cheap kind with all the sticks.
Try the grocery store. You're paying for that.
The grocery store's sold out, too. Are you sure you don't have any in the back?
Nope.
Can I just lick the jar?
No.
Come on, you've been playing this for 2 hours. You don't even like video games, Nathaniel.
I'm saturating my brain with worthless entertainment so that I can go as long as I can without it after it's gone.
And how long do you suppose it will take for you to do this?
When my brain is so completely filled with nonsense that I can no longer remember the names of close friends and relatives.
What's my name?
Zoltar. No, wait. Mario the Enforcer, right?
Looks like you're doing just fine.
No, 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 please!
Shh, stop crying, Pete.
Nathaniel, you don't understand. I cannot live without my toys.
That's why we're here. We have a shelter back deep in the woods. It's a cave. Get all the stuff you want to keep. All the most important toys in your life.
How much can I visit them?
I'll put you down for Tuesdays and Thursdays from 5 until 8. We can't have too many kids in there at once or the enemy will get suspicious.
But my army men get kind of lonely.
If they're brave enough to join the armed forces, they can sleep by themselves.
Nathaniel!
Harlow Doyle?
Nathaniel, thank goodness I found you. I heard about your problem, and I am here to tell you right now that I will die before I let this town be overrun by yaks.
No, Mr. Doyle.
Hope I don't die as a result of being overrun by yaks.
Mr. Doyle, it's not a yak problem. It's the YAK problem.
Hmm? Oh, yes, I understand, of course. Don't want to throw the children into an anic-pay, but I must tell you that I am now a YAK expert.
What?
Because of this.
The Big Book of Yaks?
And that is precisely what it is.
No, you don't understand.
And due to my newfound knowledge, I have come up with a solution to getting rid of all the yaks. You want to hear it?
Mr. Doyle, it's a new
law. My plan is to gather up all the yaks we can find and calmly explain to them, in plain English, that they're supposed to be in Central Asia.
They've got this new lady on the city council.
Just so there's no hard feelings, we'll offer to take them back. I wonder if they can all fit in the bus.
They're taking away our ice cream and candy.
Great Grunton Oxen! My book said they only eat plants! I'm taking this book back to the library, and I'll come back with a new plan. Harlow Doyle is on the case!
Oh, boy.
I wonder if they sell lasses at the grocery store.
Okay, that's it. No more sugar for any of you. I'm closing down the ice cream service. And if anyone breaks anything else, I'm sending you all home.
Mr. Whitaker, what's going on?
Oh, hi, Mandy. Hey, no running there. Oh, all these kids are hyperactive on candy.
You gotta be kidding me. They actually listened to Nathaniel.
It's Nathaniel who started this no-fun rumor?
Yeah. I think he just got caught up in all of it.
I've been telling everyone it's all wrong, but no one quite believes me. Plus, I think they're enjoying their little blowout.
Mr. Whitaker.
Huh? What is it?
I need your assistance. I've lost control of the situation.
What's going on?
About 10 kids tried to stuff themselves into the imagination station. I can't get them out.
No.
They're having an adventure with George Washington crossing the Delaware, and there's so many of them, they're sinking the boat.
All right, I'll be right there.
Oh.
I think I need to have a long talk with Nathaniel.
Stomach feels like it wants to play outside for a while.
I got 22 pimples in the last 18 hours.
I think I gained about 10 pounds overnight.
My hands are twitching. Look, it's like I'm still playing a video game, but there's no controls.
If you tied together all the licorice whoops I ate, it would stretch from Odyssey to... I can't think of another city right now, but it would go far.
Hi, guys.
Go away.
Rough morning?
We've got candy hangovers.
Uh-oh. I guess it's gonna be a long day then, huh?
It's already felt like 3 long days.
Well, I hate to tell you this, but it's not gonna get any easier.
Why?
I heard there's a pop quiz in history today.
What?
You did read your chapter last night, didn't you?
You gotta be kidding. I just got word. They're moving the assembly to tomorrow.
Why?
They know we're onto them, and they're trying to cut us down now.
I'm not prepared to lose my stuff tomorrow.
Neither am I. I can't even look at a piece of candy right now. But if it's my last night ever...
We need to do something. We've been very defensive about this whole thing, just waiting for them to act. Maybe we need to go on the offensive.
Meaning what?
I don't know. We'll figure it out at Wits End.
What's this note on the door? Wits End will be closing at 11 a.m. on Friday.
That's right before the assembly tomorrow.
They're closing down Wits End!
It doesn't even make sense. There's a lot of stuff that goes on here that's not even fun. There's eating.
How can they shut it down?
I think it's time we change strategies. I say we fight back. We can stop this law.
What are we gonna do?
Rally the troops. People, adults have told us that we are supposed to use our time on things that serve a purpose. But I ask you, where would we be without the things that serve no purpose?
What are you doing, Sarah?
Tying myself to the monkey bars. If they're gonna bulldoze this park, they're gonna have to bulldoze me with it. Come on, park killer, try me!
There's nobody even in the bulldozer.
I know. Let me know if somebody actually starts driving it. I don't want to get hurt or anything.
I give you the yo-yo. It goes down. It goes back up. Then it goes down again. To adults, this is a useless plaything. But I tell you that yo-yos use up time when kids could be breaking various laws, depleting the ozone layer, selling military secrets.
People and yaks can coexist!
Where would this world be without cotton candy? Cotton candy is basically sugar-coated air. But I am here to tell you that without cotton candy, the entire world would be a little less sweet. What's Pete doing on the merry-go-round?
He's going on a spin strike. He says he's going to spin continuously until they repeal the law. So far, he's spun for 2.5 hours.
He's looking kind of green.
He's starting to hallucinate, too. Hey, little
merry-go-round.
friends. We may not be doing anything to make this world a better place, but we're also not making it any worse. Until adults can understand this, we will be mired in the quicksand of purpose until the day we die! No! I say no!
Wow, there sure are a lot of people who believe this whole YAK thing.
Seem to be, yes.
You don't believe it, do you?
All I can tell you, Mandy, is there's no reason to panic.
I believe you. I really do. But last night, I found myself hiding my doll collection.
Oh, why?
It would just mean that an awful lot of people would have to be wrong.
Well, there are times when large groups of people are wrong. You know, a lie believed by a million people is still a lie.
I know. But I'll still probably keep my dolls hidden tonight.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. Being prepared in case of an emergency is smart. But when we panic about things that are rumors, and even more if we panic about things that are beyond our control, then we're beginning to take our lives out of God's hands.
I know. That's faith, right?
Right. Faith in God is much harder when all your friends are putting their faith somewhere else. But do it, and God can use you in great ways.
So should I take my dolls out of hiding?
Prepare. But in the end, let God have control.
Go.
You think our protest did any good?
We're about to find out. Look, there's Julianne Walker.
She's smiling.
I'm telling you, she enjoys the oppression of children.
Can I sit with you guys?
Why? So we can laugh at you when we prove you wrong?
I did notice something kind of strange about the cafeteria today.
What?
Look over there, in the corner. I don't see anything. That's where the candy machines used to be. They're gone.
Oh, man!
It's already started.
I guess the law takes effect immediately.
Testing. I know a lot of you, people, I know a lot of you are anxious about what Ms. Walker is going to say, and I moved the assembly to today to make sure we straighten out this situation before it goes any further. So let me go ahead and introduce Councilperson Julianne Walker.
Thank you. We have a number of different things that we're going to be doing at this school over the next couple of years, and I'd like to explain some of those. First, the City Council has just enacted a new program called the Yearly Advancement of Knowledge Program, or YAK.
What?
This program is designed to increase parental involvement with the teachers in setting and reaching individual student learning goals.
YAK?
We're very excited about this, and
you know,
I think you'll like it as well.
That does make more sense.
Secondly, you may have noticed the bulldozers on our grounds.
Here we go.
Bye-bye playground.
Well, last spring, we had a drive to collect money for the school's building program. I am pleased to announce that we've collected enough money to build a new science wing. The construction will start tomorrow. I appreciate all the hard work you put in to make this building program a success. And to show how much we appreciate it, we have a surprise for you.
Surprise, right.
Mr. Whitaker was kind enough to shut his shop down for the rest of the day and help us out. So, Whit, I give the floor to you.
Well, thank you, Julianne. Your principal asked me to make something special for you, and, well, I think I might have gotten a little carried away. In fact, we couldn't even fit the whole thing in here. We had to take out the vending machines. Eugene, wheel it in.
Allow me to present to you a creation of massive magnitude, not to mention calories. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Whitaker's own 50-foot banana split.
Daniel,
they're giving us ice cream?
We had it totally wrong.
We couldn't have been more wrong. How fun.
Casting. Would everyone please form a double file line over here? Double file line. Double. Whatever. There are bowls and spoons at this end, people.
I don't think I want any ice cream.
Me either.
I'll take some home and freeze it. Maybe I'll be ready for it when I'm 20.
Nathaniel? Are you surprised?
Well, things definitely turned out better than I expected. I'm sorry for not believing you, Mr. Whitaker.
No, I forgive you, Nathaniel.
Hey, guys, how about some ice cream?
Get that thing away from me.
Oh, man, I smell sugar. All that caramel syrup, chocolate sprinkles.
I gotta get out of here.
I'm gonna see if the cafeteria has any broccoli.
Yes, broccoli and water. That's my diet for the next month.
Wait! I have a solution to both the yak problem and pollution. Two words. Rickshaws, the first yak-powered public transportation system. Hey, are you people listening to me? This could be the ice cream.
Maybe they'll listen to you next time, Harlow.
You know, we hear a lot of bad news these days, and it's easy to get bent out of shape and panicky about it. Even Jesus said, you'll hear of wars and rumors of wars. But he also added, don't be afraid. Why should he say this? Well, he gave us the answer in John 16:33. In this world you have troubles, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Well, that's it for now. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The YAK problem was written by Marshall Younger and directed and produced by Phil Lawler. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger and Will Ryan. Our production engineer was Todd Bastide, and our executive producer was Al Jansen. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.